This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Then I just had to look this up, and it's bad. Cooper Rush has five career appearances against Washington, okay?
Uh-huh.
Not all starts, because sometimes the Cowboys were just kicking Washington's ass so bad that they put in the backup.
Uh-huh.
In five career games against Washington, Cooper Rush has a 4-1 record, completing 66% of his passes for five touchdowns and zero interceptions, good for a 117.1 passer rating.
See, I kind of knew a lot of those numbers.
You knew where they were headed.
He had done he's had success against us. And that's why when people are like, oh, Cooper Rush, I'm like, he beat us before.
Yo,
I know that record, though.
Cooper Rush's career TD to INT ratio, right? So he's got five touchdowns, no picks against Washington. In the rest of the against the rest of the league, he's got seven touchdowns and seven picks.
Mm.
Like it's 1-1 against everybody else. Mm. We're gonna open these phone lines up. I like this tweet from Angry Rob. He said, "I don't know how you and Brian can do it. Every time I start to talk about the game yesterday, a torrent of expletives rains forth."
We don't want to get fined.
Fined, fired, any of it.
Yeah, I'm going to get fined or fired.
I kind of want to let Jeff go because Jeff was just in here talking about a plan of hiding in B. Mitch's trunk. And Jeff's got some passion to work through. And the phones are packed right now, so nobody's calling right now, Jeff, just because they're all full. So, Jeffrey, why don't you start us off with your blame pie, pal? How do you do?
Oh, I'm not good, JP. I cussed out half my family yesterday. I don't think I could go to Thanksgiving.
Who all in the family is a Cowboys fan? Because your dad's a Steelers fan.
Yes, but on my mom's side, all her brothers except one are Cowboys fans. Mm. She has four. My granddad's a Cowboys fan. I have cousins.
How did you make it to be such a diehard Burgundy and Gold fan, surrounded by
Mama
Steeler?
My mom and my uncle. It's crazy. My
Mama kept it real.
On my dad's side, is a Redskins fan, Washington fan, and my mother was too. But dog, I was so hurt because I was talking so much trash going into Saturday. Then coming to Sunday, I'm telling my uncle. I didn't even see my uncle at the game yesterday. I was too embarrassed. I didn't. But my blame pie goes to the entire team and their alumni. So I'm going to go 30%.
Definitely the alumni.
30% offense, including their coordinator. 30% defense, including their coordinator. 30% special teams, including their coordinator. And the alumni, they get the 10%. Robert Griffin III, he thought it was cool to show up on Dallas Week in a corduroy orange suit with a black cowboy hat. What are you doing, Robert? Read the room. And then you take it off before you take the corduroy part off before the game to show your Jaden Daniels jersey. You didn't even wear a suit that would match the jersey when you took the shirt off. Bro, you caused us that game too, Robert. I'm mad at you. And I'm going to tweet you after this too. That's my blame pie.
Jeff started talking trash about Robert right next to his wife yesterday.
How'd that go,
and
Jeff?
And then once he realized his wife, did he still talk to her?
Yes. Yes.
She was, yeah, why did he wear that color?
I'm like, yo, why? And then the dude beside me like, yo, read the room, his wife next to you. And then when he says that, she looks at me. I say, look, I'm 30. When RG3 was here, it was coming out of high school for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, this was our guy. You know, like he was looked at as a Washington savior at one point, and you show up in a cowboy dressed as cosplaying a cowboy.
That's great use of cosplay. I also think like
it did look like Cincinnati Bengals colors.
Can I ask something? You were legend of the game, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
No, I wasn't legend of the game. I was just hitting the flag.
Okay. You were the flag guy. Yeah, I thought legend of the game is the flag guy. Because Robert
they just
was
happy to do the flag.
Well, Robert did the flag.
Yeah.
when you did the flag, you went out there and you waved the hell out of that flag.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think, oh, man, I should bring some props and really make this a theatrical performance?
No.
And did you think about changing your clothes while you were doing it?
No.
We didn't need all that. Like this, that was, I've been watching the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix. Like, that was some WWE stuff that was unnecessary. It was Skins Cowboys. It's the biggest rival they got. You're a big deal, Robert. Just show up in regular clothes, wave to the crowd, and wave the flag.
My thing
people are going to be fired up.
If you wanted to be corny, bruh, just put on your old uniform and run out there. Like yo, I would have rather you be that.
Go do that next year.
When he took all his layers off to reveal the jersey, I kind of thought it was going to be his.
Like, oh, if it would have been. Oh, Lord.
I also, like, if you're Jaden, I'm sure you appreciate Robert, the player, and the person. But, like, I don't think Jaden's side is trying to have this really close bond with Robert. You know what I mean? I don't know, but, like, did you see Chick said this in the press box yesterday. Sean Merriman responded to the picture of Robert wearing the Jaden jersey. And Merriman accomplished a lot in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And Merriman said something to the effect of, you know, I love watching Nick Bosa play and Khalil Mack's my favorite football player ever. But damn, if you ever see me wear their jersey. It's just, I don't know that I've ever seen you in another jersey.
No.
I don't know. I'm glad we figured that out.
All right, Jeffrey.
Disappointed.
Yeah. All right, let's get to these phones. Let's start with Jamal is in D.C. What up, Jay? Who you mad at?
What's going on, fellas?
What up, brother?
Mad at the entire team, man. But if we gonna break it down, I'm gonna go 30% special teams, man. Like that was a horrible performance. I know they got the block and everything, but I agree with you, JP. Like kicking the ball to Turbin under any circumstances with his track record to me is just, I don't think that's the best idea. I disagree with the coach and his plan on that. That was just stupid. But I'm also gonna go 30% with the offense, with Cliff, man. I don't know what's going on, but I've had this irritation with us, y'all, that we just, for whatever reason, don't get the ball to Terry. And like, I feel like a broken record with that, especially watching how they did with CD. Like, either come out and tell us Terry isn't one of those players, or find a way to use him like other people use him, because I'm tired of that, bro. Like, seriously, yeah, he's a dog. I don't care if you got to put him at fullback. You know, like, whatever you got to do, figure out a way to put the damn ball in Terry's hands more than you do. That has to be addressed going forward. I'm going to go 10% with the defense. I felt like they played, you know, a decent game, but they, you know, to me, play, you just got to make more plays, man. Like, they ran the ball on us all damn day. And I felt like they didn't make enough plays to prevent us from losing the game. And then the rest, I'm going with Jaden. Like, I know. And to me, with Jaden, I felt like it started before the game because he had an interview prior to the game where they asked him about the game. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's just another game. And I get he's a rookie and all that, so I'm not going to hop on him too hard, but nah, Jaden, this ain't another game, bro. Like, hell no, it's not. Like, it's never just another game, bro. And hopefully, when he does his interview this week, I would like for him to say that I get it now. I'm sorry, I was rookie coming into it. I ain't get it. But moving forward, I understand this game means more. I can't just come out here and look at this as another game, man. Like, because like Jeff said, we was talking big trash, bro. And now we got to eat this crow all week listening to these Bammers with their sorry behind team because we lost to them. But that's where I'm going with my playing time. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jamal. Appreciate you. Listen, phone lines are going to be open all the way to 12:30. So keep them coming, 800-636-1067. People are mad, B. I think people are deservedly mad. Got this one via Twitter. Nelson Jordan says, blame pie. Kingsbury, 30%. Daniels, 20%. 20% O-line, D-line. 10% to DQ. 10%. All the wideouts except McLaurin and 10% to Seibert. I want to blame Cliff a lot, but Jaden needs to play within the game, take the short throws, and move the chains.
Wasn't that a lot of what they were doing?
Yeah.
Throwing short throws?
Jaden's misses yesterday to me were deep.
Yeah.
The two deep shots they took early in the game, one to Terry, one to Brown. I think Brown wasn't open, but it wasn't a great throw. Terry was maybe had a half a step, but the throw was kind of out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Brown had a chance to catch his ball.
Yeah, I thought Jaden played a lot better in the second half.
Jaden was super accurate early, but I don't think he has to throw every ball right into a damn person's chest for them to catch it. These dudes are receivers in the NFL. They got to catch some balls maybe outside of their body frame a little bit too.
I agree with you. I thought
I know Terry catches a lot of balls that you look at, you think he won't, but he will. So I'm not going to say that, he got to throw them so perfect for the guys to just catch them.
For me, I thought Jaden in the first half was a little late at times. I thought there were spots where he has shown an elite ability to throw with anticipation. And in the first half, we didn't see that. Second half, we did. I thought part of me wonders if Jaden wasn't just like, damn, I really got to figure something out to get this team back going. And then they score that touchdown early in the third quarter and just allows him to build some confidence. Mm-hmm. He was – you can call it prevent D, whatever you want. There were the drive where they scored on the Zach Ertz touchdown, he was 7 for 7 on that drive. He was fantastic. A question for you, B, and my boy Parker texted me this last night. You know my buddy Parker.
Yeah.
Early on in the year, kind of throughout the game, they were playing with tempo.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always like a no huddle, but it was up tempo.
Yes.
And they have gotten away from that. I'm curious.
I think
why
it works for them. I don't know why they got away from them, but I know it works because anytime they get an up tempo, they go straight down the field.
How much of their inability to stay on the field to get some third down conversions plays into that? I mean, if you look at yesterday, they were 4-12 on third down. Somehow they lost to a team that was 2-11 on third down. But they were 4-12 on third down. They're not stringing together long drives. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, are you then hesitant to go to the turbo package?
I don't necessarily know if one affects the other because when they are going three and out, they're not in tempo. If they were in tempo and going three and out, then I would say I understand why they didn't stick with it. But the fact that they're not in tempo and not keeping the drive going, that's more troubling than anything. I always felt when you go in tempo, you know what you do? You stop them from substituting. You have an advantage over them. You dictate to them. And maybe, just maybe, that may be our plan every once in a while. Just do it. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's pretty darn interesting. Let's go to these phones. I got Bones is in D.C. What up, Bones?
Hey, what's up, JP? Shout out to my main man, B. Mitch. Shout out to Jeff.
What up, Bones?
I'm going to give 30% to the play caller, Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to give 30% to the special team. I'm going to give 30% to the kicker. And I'm going to give 10% to all them wideouts that was dropping them passes yesterday. Now, you understand, we won 7 games. We got 5 more to go. You know what I'm saying? I hopefully get these coaches together and get these players, man, ready to play the next game. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Bones. Thank you, Bones.
Appreciate you. So, B, I just pulled up the snap counts from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
John Bates is a hell of a player. He's a really nasty blocker. John Bates is going to play in the NFL for 10 years. He is a valuable player.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a dynamic offensive threat. And it's easy. We've talked about this. Like, people want to just be like, oh, Senate needs to take Ertz's snaps. Ertz caught a touchdown yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is really sure-handed. Even though the drops have been a problem across the board, he runs really clean routes. Ertz yesterday, 76% of the snaps at the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
John Bates, 41% of the snaps at the tight end position. Ben Sennett is at 30% of the snaps. I said all year that I would expect Sennett and McCaffrey's offensive production to start increasing after Halloween, right? Well, now we're at Thanksgiving, and I wonder if those snap counts start to increase here. This is a relatively rudimentary breakdown. Like, I don't have down and distance attached to this stuff, which matters, especially with Bates. But Sennett perhaps this is anecdotal, I don't think he can't not block. I mean, the block he had on the Daniels option run touchdown was vicious.
Yeah.
So
he can block. But the thing about it, for a fan or either a media guy to say, oh, he should get snaps, we don't know what they're doing in practice. We probably don't know why they're not getting the snaps. Sometimes young guys learn and they get it. Sometimes they take them a little longer. So maybe, just maybe, they're not getting it done enough to be able to get those snaps.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the phone lines are going to remain open. Everybody's there. Stay there. We're going all phones for at least the next hour.